Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Please stay tuned.
Habibu al-Taibina, ya shahra al-Saibina, wa ruhan lil-Mani, tuqimu al-Wahya fina.
Habibu al-Taibina, ya shahra al-Saibina, وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا.
Today's topic, the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting.
محارب اتصال برب العالمين وروضات سناها تقيم الوحي فينا. محارب اتصال برب العالمين وروضات سناها تقيم الوحي فينا. بشهر فاض نورا وقرآنا مبينا.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue. Now, talking about fasting and the holy month of Ramadan, when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divine Imam, was asked about the wisdom behind fasting, he replied very beautifully, "God made fasting compulsory so that the poor and the rich would be the same. This is because the rich does not feel the pain of hunger to be able to understand and show mercy to the poor. Whenever the rich wants something, it is readily available for him. Therefore, God wanted his creation to be equal, for the rich to feel the pain of hunger, so that he is kind to the weak and shows mercy to the poor." You know, there is a difference between knowing something and feeling something. The rich know very well that there are hungry people, but now must fast to experience real hunger. Furthermore, this hunger reminds both the rich and the poor of their hunger and thirst on the day of resurrection, a reminder which can have powerful effects on a person's soul. Furthermore, one feels their weakness before God and becomes humble towards Allah.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين مرحبا بالتائبين مرحبا بالعابدين في صلاة الخاشعين في رحاب الذاكرين رمضان 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 القانتين.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
The fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of our faith, and all physically fit and mature Muslims are required to fast every day of this month of Ramadan. Fasting is not unique to Islam. It is there in Christianity, in Judaism, even in Hindu and Buddhist tradition, there is this tradition of fasting. However, in Islam, when we talk about fasting, it is more involved in a sense that every day of the month of Ramadan, we have to abstain from dawn to dusk, abstaining from food, even from drinking water, and those who are smokers are not allowed to smoke. You know, so you'll see at the time of iftar, many people will go for food, others will go outside. You know, but it's not that we encourage smoking, But that is also one of the abstinence that they have to observe. And especially keeping in mind that, you know, we do this for 29 or 30 days of the month of Ramadan. And since the Islamic months, the Islamic calendar is 10 days shorter than the common calendar. And so it does not always occur on the same, you know, time frame as the common calendar. It is always 10 days ahead. And it takes about 30 years for the month of Ramadan to go through the cycle of the seasons. And so we get this question many times. Why do the Muslims fast? There are different ways of answering that. It is actually nothing to do with the issue of atonement for the sins. This is actually considered to be an act of worship in Islam, to fast during the month of Ramadan. And the reason are multiple, actually. It has to do with physical benefits, spiritual benefits, as well as social benefits. When it comes to the physical level, you know, one thing is sure. If you fast for 29 or 30 days of the month, at the end of the month, you are going to lose a few pounds, provided you are careful with your iftar and the pre-dawn meal. Because if you overeat at that time, then, you know, it doesn't really help in that way. But we know that fasting itself has physical benefits. There was a report published from the scientist of the University of South California, where it was interesting to see that they are writing, fasting for 3 days can regenerate the entire immune system, even among the elderly. And so definitely when we do the fasting on a physical level also, there is you know, benefit for us.
Allahumma Rabb shahr Ramadan.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue. Now, another one of the things that we are blessed with in the holy month of Ramadan via fasting and our worship and our righteous deeds is to be able to access mysteries, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allah has placed 5 effects in 5 things. He has placed respect in obedience. He has placed abjection in disobedience. He has placed wisdom and knowledge in hunger. He has placed solemnity in the night prayers. And he has placed richness in contentment. Hunger, or fasting in this case, is said to be the place where wisdom is placed, by the means of which a person can reach true knowledge. And in another tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, he is shocked by a person who tries to seek knowledge with a full stomach. And also, another one of the things which we acquire in this most blessed and holiest months of Ramadan is that we are able to attract and gain Allah's mercy and Allah's love. According to the Holy Prophet, Allah loves it when people lessen their speech, when they lessen their intake of food, and when they lessen their sleep. And on the other hand, according to the Holy Prophet, Allah dislikes overeating and oversleeping and excessiveness in speech. The Holy Prophet also said, there is nothing more detested by Allah than a full stomach. Normally, during the month of Ramadan, we are more likely to succeed in repenting doing istighfar, purifying ourselves, helping others, and being patient, as these are acts that earn us the love of Allah. And so it does not come as a surprise that Allah appoints a group of angels to take care of all of those who are fasting, especially in this holy month of Ramadan. Thanks for listening to this special Ramadan episode of Dialogue. We look forward to having you listen to our next episode. Until another program, until another time, fi amanillah. God bless you all, and Ramadan Mubarak. في السماء بقربه يحيي العمود نفحاته عادت بنا تعطي تجود بكل جود من أقبلت ليلا نهارا في صيام في قيام من أدركت فضل الثواني أن سلطان